As Keith Richard explains, working in the El Macambo was a refreshing experience for a band that's played nothing but vast arenas over the years. He says he'd like to play in more clubs to spell the monotony of grand-scale touring.
Well, I mean, we were there to do that anyway, you know. I mean, so it was actually, you know, for me, it was a great relief to actually get on and do it after all that other shit that I, you know, was unintended extra, you know, attraction. So it was like a separate thing, you know. We've been rehearsing while all that other stuff had gone down, and although it added to the sort of franticness of the atmosphere around us while we were there, as far as actual shows went, and we ended up picking like four or five numbers from two-hour sets, you know, and we played a lot of nearly all the stuff that we do on a concert thing, as well as throwing in these blues things, mainly because it felt so comfortable and natural up there, and they're the sort of things that you don't get a chance to do much in concert, etc., because they're real, to us, any real club numbers, you need to be filling the room completely, you know. You'd never be able to, you'd never have a feeling of that intense, it's a certain intensity of power and volume that you need for those sort of Manish Boy and stuff, which I would hate to try and do in a huge place all the time, yeah. And also it just felt, those are the sort of numbers we used to do two or three times a night, you know, when we started off, so it felt, it was a good opportunity to put down some of the other things that we'd missed out at the beginning of, you know, that we'd put down for the first albums, virtually the selection of stuff that we're doing on stage, you know.
Yeah.